All right, everybody, welcome back to the Francis Howell North Fantasy Football Podcast. We're back after a little bit of a break that we were not able to post in because of some technical difficulties, but we got everything figured out. So we just like to welcome you back to our podcast where we talk about various fantasy advice. For an example, like a hot take of the week, boomer bust picks of the week, and some sleeper picks, as well as three game picks of the week. So let's go ahead with our hot take, Ben.
Okay. My hot take is the Atlanta Falcons will make the playoffs. It's incredible how they're not even better. Mm-hmm. But, like, they're insane. Their wide receivers are the best in football. Their defense is not good, but it's improving over their last games. Their running game's been getting good. Gurley's been good. Mm-hmm. And Matt Ryan's going to put the team on his back, and take them to the promised land.
Well, I agree with you with that. They're one of the most talented offenses in the league. Unfortunately, they're in a team. They're in a division with Tom Brady and Drew Brees.
That is the tough part.
And Carolina's pretty tough too. Also, I mean, when you lose teams like the Lions, it's pretty hard to make the playoffs.
Well, yeah, but I think now they're gonna start. Trust me, they're gonna win.
I mean, playoffs, here they come. I don't think they can make. I mean, if they were in the NFC East, maybe with the Eagles.
Well, yeah, but I think, dude, wild card.
I don't think. I would disagree with that, but
we'll see.
Time will tell, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. My hot take is Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp combined for 180 plus yards and 2 touchdowns versus Seattle.
Wow.
So, I mean, Seattle is like historically terrible at defense this year. Opposing teams average close to 30 points a game against them, which is pretty atrocious. And opposing quarterbacks average 372 passing yards with 2 passing touchdowns a game with about a 70% completion percentage. So, I mean, they're just terrible. They can't cover anything. And, I mean, the Rams are going to establish the run early and then hit play action deep throws. Both Kupp and Woods got burners on them. I mean,
I'm going to be real with you. I don't think that's that hot of a take. I mean, you saw what Buffalo did to them last week. They just did whatever they wanted to. And I think that is very possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty interesting. Usually you only see one receiver get big.
That's true.
Get big yards. I mean,
that's true.
I think they're both going to get at least 90 plus receiving yards. Like,
I agree. Seattle's defense is terrible.
Terrible. Awful. Feel bad for Russ.
Yeah, that is tough.
It's kind of hard to win when the other team puts 44 on you.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. Okay, moving on to our boom or bust picks. My boom is James Conner. Okay, now hear me out. Mm-hmm. Only 4 points last week, but they were down the entire game. They had to pass. Big Ben just had to, you know, carry them. But this game, they're playing the Bengals, okay? And, you know, the Bengals are terrible. So, look for them to get ahead early, and then they're just going to run the ball a lot. And James Conner will rack up points, and James Conner's my boom pick.
I agree with that. I do think Joe Burrow will keep it competitive. I don't know about close, but I agree with that. I mean, James Conner, that was kind of an outlier. He usually gets his points. He does good. He's a hard runner. I think he'll have a great day.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to my boom pick. Not a very big, huge surprise, but Stephon Diggs is, going to play lights out. It's going to be guaranteed locked. He'll sell my house.
Wow.
Okay, the worst game that he's had all year has been 10 points. And, I mean, for the worst game, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's playing Arizona, which is – I mean, it's not the worst defense, but it's one of the bottom defenses. They're not that good. And he's got Josh Allen at quarterback, who just absolutely tears up any defense that is lackluster. So, I mean, a couple times this season when he's played a decent defense, he's struggled. But anytime he's played a terrible defense, he's lit them up for, you know, 350-plus every game. And, I mean, Josh Allen slings the rock all over the field, and Stephon Diggs is a really good deep threat. He's going to get some touchdowns.
I agree with that pick. I mean, Diggs has sort of overcome John Brown as the leading receiver in Buffalo, kind of Josh Allen's go-to guy. And like you said, well, Arizona can score, so that means they're going to be forced to keep passing. So, yeah, Diggs should have a huge day.
Huge.
Okay. On to the bust picks. Mine is – this is going to be a sort of a huge shock. DK Metcalf, okay? He's playing against the Rams secondary.
That was a big shock.
And Ramsey – I mean, Ramsey's a beast, you know. I mean, Jalen Ramsey locks up everyone. You see what he did at Golden Tate? I mean, that was
I distinctly remember the last time that the Seahawks played the Rams. And
Redemption.
Torched him.
Redemption. And DK got a bunch of garbage points last week against the Bills. Otherwise, he would have had a bad week then. And this week, because I think for sure Ramsey's going to be on Metcalf, so Lockett should be open a ton. And so play Lockett, not Metcalf. That's my take.
I mean, I would have to disagree with you on that because I think, well, Jalen Ramsey is a great corner. I think DK Metcalf is just a better receiver.
Really?
At some point in the game, Russell Wilson's going to just throw up a 50-yard bomb. And 6'4", 240-pound DK Metcalf that runs a 4.3 is either going to toast Jalen Ramsey or he's just going to jump over him and catch a touchdown.
I mean,
that's what he did last year. Jalen Ramsey is DK Metcalf's stepson. So
I don't know about that, man. I guess
we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see.
DK Metcalf is kind of insane.
He's good, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's reach and start him. We'll go to my bust pick this year or this week. It's going to be Justin Jefferson. Okay, while he's had three games over 100-plus receiving yards, they've all been against pretty terrible defenses. And he also has three games under 26 receiving yards. So, first of all, he's very unreliable, and he kind of only gets good receiving yards against not good defenses. And he's playing the Bears, who, I mean, they're a good defense. And also, I mean, Kirk Cousins, say it with me, Applebee's waiter.
Applebee's waiter, he is.
And so, I mean, he's very inconsistent. He could either throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns on you, or, I mean, he could drop a buck 50 and three picks. You never know. Kirk Cousins, so.
I agree. I mean, Thielen's going to take the number one cornerback off of him.
Is he, though?
I mean, you think he overtook Thielen?
I mean, he's had pretty better numbers so far.
I know, but I think that's just because Thielen's getting, you know, the double team, leaving Jefferson.
That certainly could be. I mean, I think they're both really good receivers, but, I mean, when you have a valet worker that
trying to throw the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's definitely got to be on the mafia payroll or something.
I mean, he is just not good.
Yeah.
I mean, Dalvin Cook is just
careful. He's put that franchise in a backpack, zipped it closed, and then over his shoulders.
Agreed. He's a stud. Yeah. Next to sleeper picks, my first sleeper is Michael Pittman. Mm-hmm. He is returning from injury. 7 targets last week, 10 points. T.Y. Hilton's hurt, so he's sort of become number one. Now, he might be like Phillip Rivers, you know, he's god-awful. Completely agree. But he's going to have to throw to someone, and I think that someone's going to be Pittman. Because, I mean, he's a big man. He's good. He was great at USC.
Very lucky.
So I think he's a must pick up.
I agree with that. Pittman, big frame, goes up and gets those 50-50 balls that Phillip Rivers loves to throw. And I mean, yeah, big target, big catch radius. Yeah, I think I'll have a good day. So my first sleeper pick is Christian Kirk of the Cardinals. He's had 6 touchdowns in his last 5 games played. And, I mean, they've got D-Hop, which is a top 2 receiver in the league on the other side, who's going to be getting the most attention, giving him a better look. And, I mean, Christian Kirk, every time I see him, is just toasting dudes left and right.
I mean, yeah, I agree. He's had some pretty good games. And the good thing about him is he's only 64% rosterized.
Mm-hmm. So he's
– So, I mean
– Good chance he's on waivers somewhere.
Yeah, he's going to be out there. Yeah. And he's had 20-plus in 3 consecutive games. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's a must pick up. I agree.
All right, yep. Go ahead for your next sleeper.
Okay. My second sleeper is Jordan Reed, the San Francisco 49ers tight end. Kittle's hurt. He's out for the season. Mm-hmm. Probably out for the season. He only had 2 points last week, but he was coming off from an injury, so he didn't play a lot. But he's only 25% rosterized. In former weeks, whenever Kittle was out, he had multiple touchdown games. And, yeah, he's been great whenever he's been playing instead of Kittle. So I think he's the most pickup.
I agree. When he was with the Washington football team, he was he was great. He really suffered with injuries, but he was a really good tight end otherwise when he's healthy. So I agree with you on that. I'm not really sure he'll have such a great week because of who's throwing to him. But
well, yeah, that is rough. That's bad.
But, I mean, he's a great player on his own. So I think big-time players make big-time plays, you know, I've always said. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's going to have to go get the football.
I mean, kind of like me and you in gym class, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, how many touchdowns do we have today combined? Like,
I don't know, 15?
Yeah.
Pretty incredible. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go to my next sleeper pick, who could be surprising, could be not, but it's Antonio Brown. He looked really good, even when, I mean, the Buccaneers had really nothing clicking, but he still looked really good. He was pretty wide open on a deep post that for a touchdown that Brady underthrew, and he had to bat down, basically. And then I think he had something like 3 catches for 40-ish yards. So, I mean, really good yards per catch, especially for 4 targets or something like that. And I think that will only go up because, I mean, it's Antonio Brown. You got to throw him the ball. And he's going to get a lot of 1v1 looks because of Godwin and Evans on each side. So, I think he's a must pick up if he's anywhere on waivers.
Completely disagree with this pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got Mike Evans, Pro Bowler. Chris Godwin, stud. The only thing is he might get hurt, but he's fine. You got Gronk. You got Leonard Fournette. Right now, he's slot. Antonio Brown is. So, like, there's so much competition that I don't think he's reliable week to week to week. I think he might have some good weeks, but, like, you don't really know what you're going to get out of him. Yeah. He's not going to be consistent, so I think –
Well, Godwin is constantly hurt.
Yeah.
Him very, extremely badly. So, and I'm just saying, I mean, do you think there's a corner in this league that could cover Antonio Brown? I mean, as far as we know, at the end of his last season, he was still a top 3 receiver in the league, and he's only had time to rest. So,
But do you think has he been conditioning?
I mean, I think so. He passed his physical. He got on the team, and he looked good. I mean, his routes were crisp and stuff.
We'll see. I think
I agree with him. He's probably going to be pretty inconsistent throughout the season, but I think he's a valuable pickup.
I agree. I mean, sort of, not really. But on to our game picks. Will, do you remember our record for our game picks?
I'm pretty sure it's a lot to a little me.
Oh, okay. Well, for sort of our second season, I guess. We are going to keep track starting now. Okay, so we're just going to erase those games. Start counting now. Okay. Our first game is Thursday night, Tennessee versus Indianapolis. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Tennessee. They haven't looked amazing, but, I mean, they've been getting it done so far. Had a rough loss against Cincinnati, but, I mean, they're going to come back hungry. Mike Vrabel always has a, you know, a good team. Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill are going to be a dangerous combo to stop versus Indy. I mean, that Indy's offense couldn't score all last Sunday. So I'm going to have to go with Tennessee on that one.
I'm going to go with the Colts because they have the best defense in the league by far. They kept the Ravens to not much. And – yeah, they do have a terrible offense, but Tennessee's defense is just horrible. Last week they were good, but they played, you know, the Bears. Do they even have an offense, you know? Yeah. I mean, Nick Foles, that guy. So, yeah, the Colts, I think, will come out on top. They should shut down Derrick Henry, shut down the entire offense of Tennessee, and their offense should put up enough to win the game.
I mean, Phillip Rivers is washed. He's probably going to throw.
No, that's Michael Pittman.
Yeah, throw it up. Michael Pittman, touchdown.
Yep, agreed.
All right, let's go to our next pick. It's going to be Tampa Bay versus Carolina. I think this game could honestly go either way, but, I mean, I'm going to have to go with Carolina. They hung with the Chiefs, and that's not something most teams can really do. I mean, it came down to the last second missed field goal to send it to overtime. And Tampa Bay, I can't really get a read on if they're any good or not. I mean, they lose to the Bears and they get destroyed by the Saints. I don't get it. They look great some weeks and then they look terrible other weeks. I don't understand. I think Tom Brady will come back angry, but I mean, that Carolina team is no joke.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. Okay. Brady's pissed right now. He is not happy. He just got through three picks, looked like he had his son playing out there, okay, if we're being real. The Panthers, I mean, they're a good team. McCaffrey might not even play. If McCaffrey doesn't play, it's over. But the Bucs, they just have too many weapons on offense. Their defense is amazing, minus last week. And I think they're definitely going to win this game.
All right. Then our last pick, I think it's probably the best game of the week that we're going to get is Arizona versus Buffalo. I'm going to pick Arizona because, I mean, Kyler Murray is on a roll right now. He's just really, really hot right now. And, I mean, he's got DeAndre Hopkins versus Tre'Davious White. It's going to be a great matchup. So, I mean, I'm going to pick Arizona to win.
Okay. I'm going to go with Buffalo just for the reasons that their offense – looked incredible last week.
Yeah.
It should look good again this week. Kyler Murray, he's going to get shut down. Okay. He's going to get shut down. I say under 200 yards passing. Yeah, I think he's just going to get completely destroyed. And Buffalo's defense, yeah, like I said, they'll stop him. Yeah, I feel like that's a lock.
I mean – I guess we'll find out.
Yep, we'll see.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our weekly podcast. And we'll hopefully see you next time. Thanks for watching.
Peace.